السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله My noble audience, by the grace of Allah Almighty, for the last few weeks, we have been discussing a very important topic, and that is the guidelines that have been left behind by Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to our social structure. Today, we will discuss a sickness that was not to be seen very often in the past. But nowadays we find many people that they have been afflicted by this sickness. And basically it is disturbing the fabric of our community. It is leaving a lot of ill feelings in the hearts of so many. So we're going to try to discuss this to the best of our ability, and the maqsad of discussing this is that at the end we can keep ourselves free from this sickness and we can contribute towards the social structure that basically is a very important part of our faith. Urdu mein isko kehte hai kisi ki tahqeer nahi karna, kisi ko taana nahi dena. So basically, the title is taunt, blame. The principal hadith that I would like to make mention of, and then we will open this hadith with a few other ahadith that will give us a greater insight. But the principal hadith that I would like my noble audience to remember, even if they don't remember anything but this one hadith that has been recorded by Imam Tirmizi. Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ayyara akhahu bi dhanbin qad taba min lam yamut hatta ya'mala." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Man ayyara akhahu bi dhanbin. If one person taunts another person because of a mistake that he has made. One person, he taunts another person because of a mistake that he has made. Let's say he used to drink alcohol, he used to commit zina, he was a cheat in trade, in commerce, whatever sickness this person had. But one person goes out and he taunts him, he defames him, he speaks ill of him. قَتَّابَ مِنْ And this person that is being taunted has made sulha with Allah. He has reconciled with Allah. He slipped many a times, but قَدْ تَابَ مِنْ He has made tawbah. I would like to shed light upon this later on. قَدْ تَابَ مِنْ He has made tawbah. لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَعْمَلَ This person that is taunting will not die unless he commits the same crime. He will not die unless he commits the same crime. My Shaykh Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, has written extensively on قَدْ تَابَ مِنْ That person that is being taunted, if he has made tawbah. Now a lot of people may misunderstand this condition that Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has placed. Now basically, if there is one person that has made tawbah and he has changed his life, there is no discussion any further. We know that this person has made tawbah. If I speak ill of him or remind him of his past life and I try to make him feel ill about himself, I will not die until I commit that same crime. The second possibility is that he may have made tawbah with Allah. Now when a person commits a crime, he does not go out in public and say, "I made tawbah." If a person has committed a crime, he does not go out and say, Imam Sahib, can you make an announcement after Jummah that Mr. So-and-so used to commit a crime and he's making tawbah today. So tawbah is something that is a secret between the makhluk and the khaliq. And it is not shared with people. So basically what the Nabi of Allah is saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ تَابَ mean that you do not know that he has made tawbah or not. You do not know that he has made tawbah or not. There is a probability he has not made tawbah right now. But later on Allah gives him hidayah and he makes tawbah. You will be placed under the wrath of this hadith. You will not die unless you commit the same crime. You may be in the state of a lot of taqwa. And you do not even think about that crime. But Allah has His own design plans. And the word of Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to become true. That person that was taunting, he will drift in a manner that he would never fathom and comprehend where he's standing right now. And he will commit that crime. So basically, if we study the principal hadith pertaining to taunt and probing into the faults of others, the best approach by a sensible and a wise person is do not taunt. Do not probe into the faults. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Allah has given us the eyes of the heart, the eyes that are in these sockets, and the eyes of knowledge. And basically, the Satan is very, very cunning. He's very deceptive. And Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has highlighted that deception that has been recorded by Ibn Hibban on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. And basically this is the second hadith that I would like you to add to the principal hadith. The Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, يُبْصِرُ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجَذَاتَ فِي عَيْنِ أَخِيهِ وَيَنْسَ الْجِزْعَ فِي عَيْنِهِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. يُبْصِرُ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجَذَاتَ فِي عَيْنِ أَخِيهِ وَيَنْسَ الْجِزْعَ فِي عَيْنِهِ. A person will see the straw in the eyes of another person, but he will neglect to see the log in his own eyes. This is the fitrah. This is the nature of a human being. And basically, there is no comparison in size between a straw and a log. A straw can be concealed, but it is very unlikely that a log be concealed. But when a person is not looking right, when a person is not looking right, he will find the straw and he will miss the log. And basically, this happens when a person is only looking outside and not looking inside. So if I'm looking outside, I can see the whole world. But if I don't look back, I won't even see my own home. So basically, the focus of humanity has to turn away from outside to inside. We need to focus upon the log, upon our shortcomings, upon our own weaknesses that are many in number, in volume. And we should disassociate ourselves from focusing upon the faults of others. Now I'm going to make mention of something here in the light of the hadith. Don't focus upon the cameras, they've been here for the last 6 months. Focus upon me. You're not going to get nothing there. Now who are those people that probe into the faults of others? Who are those people that probe into the faults of others and taunt others? So there is a hadith that gives us a subtle understanding. And basically the hadith has been supported by what I have seen in the last 21 years. So my experience, of course, hadith sits on the top of the podium. We draw guidance from the hadith. We try to understand it, but we see it nowadays. Two types of people, they probe into the faults of others. One, that person that believes that he's pious. Because one person that is not pious, he does not have the intellectual ticket to probe into the faults of others. His mind does not allow him to go there. So one person that thinks that he is pious, he will probe into the faults of others. And secondly, and this second one we see very common nowadays, and basically this is in the hadith that I will make mention of in a few moments. The second one is that one that left the valleys of fisq and fujur. He was a Muslim, but he was living a life of negligence. He was living in fisq and fujur, in disobedience. And Allah gave him hidayah. Now he has come into the fold of Islam. Now he is starting to practice. He will probe into the faults of others. Most of these people that have become extremists, terrorists, and are declaring war against the mainstream Muslims, are those that just came into the fold of Islam. You study. They didn't pray. They didn't look like Muslims. Allah gave them hidayah and they come into the practice in fold of Islam. They start to look like Muslims and then they start to probe into the faults of others. This is a sickness. And why does this happen to such people? The reason behind it is, we will not succeed until we take our last breath with Kalma Iman. Remember that. We will not succeed until we take our last breath with Iman, with the Kalima, with the creed of faith. We do defeat the devil in many theaters, at different junctions, but he does not give up. We succeed at one junction and we declare that as complete success. And we become unaware of the testing that is to follow. That's what a human being is. Psychologically, a human being, he attains success at one junction. Alhamdulillah, that's it. The Satan has not given up yet. He knows that this person has drifted away from him. Let's say a few meters. But I will not allow him to reach the door of Allah. So he places him in the theater of self-conceit. Or ujub. Remember that ujub. Where a person thinks that he is the mighty. He has attained excellence. It is only me. Self-centered. I look like a Muslim. I behave like a Muslim. So looking like a Muslim, behaving like a Muslim gives me the authority and the ticket to probe into the faults of others. So he came out of a theater. He's introduced into a new theater, a pious theater. The Satan sees that he's drifted. He thinks that he has made it to his final abode. Satan places ujub in the heart of that youngster, that Muslim. And basically this ujub becomes the atom that is self-destructing. It destroys the entire human being. Now I said I'm going to give you a reference from the hadith. The hadith is from Abu Dawood. Imam Abu Dawood has recorded this. And it's amazing the statement that the Nabi of Allah has made. It's like he was watching what is happening right now. Abu Barza al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala an reports that Nabi Akrim al-Masa'a said once, Ya Ma'shar, O group of people. Now which group of people was the Nabi of Allah addressing? من آمن بلسانه ولم يدخل الإيمان قلبه. It's amazing. I was taken back when I was reading this hadith. يا معشر من آمن بلسانه ولم يدخل الإيمان قلبه. Oh people who have declared faith, who have become Muslims verbally, who have become Muslims verbally, وَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ قَلْبًا, but iman has not entered their heart. It's a verbal statement. I'm a Muslim, but iman has not entered their heart. What is advice? What advice is the Nabi of Allah giving? لَا تَغْتَابُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. لَا تَغْتَابُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, meaning that if iman has not entered the heart, you will find these traits, these evil traits. لا تغتاب المسلمين, do not backbite your brothers. Listen to the next one. ولا تتبعوا أوراتهم, do not search for the faults of your brothers. Who is the Nabi of Allah addressing? Those that believe that they are Muslims. But the Nabi of Allah knows the condition of the heart. He says, no, Islam has not traveled even one handspan from the tip of the tongue to the heart. It is only on the tongue right now. Man amana bilisani, those that have accepted iman with the tongue, not by the heart yet. Iman yahani poncha. La taghtabu al-muslimin, do not backbite your brothers. Wa la tattabi'u awratim, and do not probe into the faults of your brothers. Do not search for the faults of your brothers. Now if a person does, what will happen? Kya anda qanoon hai? A person can get away with murder? No. Can a person get away with murder? No. فَإِنَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ أَوْرَاتِهِمْ يَتَّبِعُ اللَّهُ أَوْرَتَهُ. Allahu Akbar. If a person goes out and he publicizes the faults of that person, قَدْ تَابَ مِنْ, that has made tawbah, then what is going to happen? Allah is going to search for your faults. Allah. Let's say I search the faults, the weaknesses of Brother Mubarak. How much will I publicize it? How much can I do? Limited resources. How much can I do? I can speak to this congregation, a few other congregations, that's about it. But who is defending Brother Mubarak? Allah. Who is going to defend him? Allah. يَتَّبِعِ اللَّهُ أَوْرَتَ, Allah will probe into the faults of that person. That's me. And listen to the next one. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعِ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَفْضَحُ فِي بَيْتِهِ. And if Allah search for your weaknesses, He will disgrace you even in your home. You may be muttaqi outside, but your entire life inside the walls will be publicized. Allah has the means. Allah has the capacity. Allah has the power. And everyone knows how much muttaqi he is at home. That's why I say a muttaqi person, ask the wife. You ask the wife how muttaqi he is. Kalansuwa, kubba'a, the lihya, the jubba, the mihrab. Ask the wife. She will give you a justification that he's a devil. She will give a justification. And that's why I was reading in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, when we are going to be questioned about our akhlaq on the day of judgment, men, the first person to be brought to endorse our akhlaq is our wife. Allah is going to ask the wives, does he have akhlaq? So chalo. Does he have akhlaq? If the wife says, yes, he was a good person, he had akhlaq, he will succeed in all the different stations of akhlaq. Wife is the junction. All the stations you will pass. But if you fail with your wife, you have failed in akhlaq. Now you look at yourself. I look at myself. You look at yourself. If you go home today without putting any external pressure on your wife, say, are you happy with me? If she says no, improve. If she says yes, say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Now Nabi Akreem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith of Abu Dawood, he makes mention that this probing into the faults of others will be the evil trait of those that believe that they are believers. True belief, when it beautifies the heart, and when it enters into the nucleus of the heart, then a person, he focuses upon the log rather than the straw. He focuses upon the log, my log, so many weaknesses. And he disassociates himself from the straws. Now, why I am mentioning this is, I want each one of us to go back home and think, where is my eyes? Is it upon the straw or upon the log? And what is my private talk? Is it tattabi'u awratihim? Is it probing into the faults of others? If it is, then my iman is only on the tongue. It has not entered the heart. Deen is not restricted to rituals. I make mention of this many a times. It is much greater than that. It is a complete package. As we have only 2 or 3 minutes, I'm going to conclude on the words of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah, that I'm inspired by, and one of the greatest scholars in the last century. I want you to remember 2 words. And one of the greatest scholars of tasawwuf. Halan ihtimalan. Remember what I'm saying. Halan ihtimalan. Hal means now. Ihtimalan means probability. Try to remember that. So somebody asked Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah, what do you think about yourself in relation to the Muslim community, in relation to the family of Allah, that is inclusive to Muslim and non-Muslim? He says something amazing. It's even hard for me now to fathom. He says, I believe, when I look at the Muslim community, halan, that every member of the Muslim community is better than me. Every Muslim member is better than me, halan, right now. He said, how do you say that? You are a great sheikh. So many people have made tawbah on your hand. There are so many great scholars that have made tawbah on your hands. How do you say that? He says that despite all the good, there may be one wrong that I have done that will be the means of my deprivation of Allah's rahmah. One. There may be one sin that I have in my account that will not allow me to see the rahmah of Allah on the day of judgment. Allah is As-Samad. Allah bin Yazir. No one can challenge Allah. And that Muslim, he has iman right now. He may have a lot of sins, but he may have one good deed that will attract the rahmat of Allah. So halan, right now, every Muslim is better than me. And he said, every kafir, every non-believer, ihtimalan, is better than me. Every non-believer, ihtimalan, probably is better than me, because I don't know how I'm going to die. I may die without iman and he may die with iman. And even if I die with iman, he may be given hidayah and he may attain a high level in imaniyat. I don't know. How many great scholars in the world right now that came from the valleys of darkness that are basically much better than Muslims, that were born Muslims? Hamza Yusuf. Who can challenge that authority right now? Hamza Yusuf, Allahu Akbar. Shu'aib Webb. These people that were non-believers, they came into Islam. I have studied 14 years, and sometimes when Hamza Yusuf speaks about Islam, it's like I'm a student. So much knowledge, Allahu Akbar Kabir. Ihtimalan, there's a probability every non-Muslim outside will be better than you. So when a person understands hal and ihtimal, then he focuses upon the log rather than the straw. Allah Almighty give us the ability to understand what deen is about, and Allah allow us to reform ourselves. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.